This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire legislature kicked off its new term today. The House and Senate met in person, though outdoors, on the campus of UNH. The day was largely ceremonial and a bit surreal given the setting, but there were some important votes taken. NHPR's Todd Bookman attended what's known as Organization Day, and he's with me now. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
So Organization Day, in years past, it's brought some drama. This year, perhaps drama in a different form.
That's right. So Organization Day is when the chambers vote on their respective leadership. So in the Senate, that's the Senate president. In the House Speaker. The members of both chambers also elect the Secretary of State and a State Treasurer, a House Clerk, and the Sergeant at Arms position. And it's also when all 424 members of the House and Senate get sworn in, at least in a normal year.
And I take it that this is not a normal year.
Correct. We can start with the fact that rather than meeting in Representatives Hall in Concord, you know, this very formal chamber with chandeliers and these giant portraits, today instead we had state reps sitting on white folding chairs out on an astroturf field. You know, many were huddled under blankets because of the cold. The governor was on hand, though, to swear in those in attendance today. But there will also be a virtual swearing-in ceremony held tomorrow for any state reps who couldn't come or who didn't feel comfortable attending today's session.
And we learned just yesterday that a few Republican state reps were not able to come because they've recently tested positive for the coronavirus.
Well, news broke yesterday that a cluster of cases is being traced back to a GOP reception held on November 20th. That reception was at the McIntyre Ski Lodge just after the party gathered for an in-person caucus. It isn't clear how many representatives have tested positive or if any others who were at that reception are currently under quarantine. And this situation, this lack of information, has led to some criticism from Democrats for not being kept in the loop. House Minority Leader Rennie Cushing announced this morning that he wouldn't attend today's session because of concerns for his own health about a possible exposure to COVID-19. And out of the 400 newly elected reps, only 270 did show up in person today. Some of that could have been the cold weather, but it appeared the majority of Democrats simply stayed home, and they'll get sworn in tomorrow virtually.
So for those that were there, what work did they do?
So this term, Republicans hold majorities in both chambers, and the party came in unified behind two well-known men. In the Senate, they voted to name Chuck Morse president. He's held that position in the past. And in the House, it was seven-term Merrimack Representative Dick Hinch, who was named Speaker. Hinch was actually quite emotional about the honor. He broke down several times during his remarks.
I hope that I have demonstrated that my door will always be open. You know, I will always do my best to listen to you, to hear your concerns, and work with you to find practical solutions.
So that was Dick Hinch. And for Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, something of a New Hampshire institution, he was unopposed. It's his 23rd consecutive term overseeing elections in the state, among other things. You know, in the past, we've seen Organization Day become, pitched battles, sometimes intra-party battles, about who should hold these positions, moderates versus the more far left or far right of their respective parties. But this year, all of the votes were low-key, no real surprises.
But that doesn't mean the day wasn't still partisan.
Right. So after lunch, the skies turned gray. They actually turned on the stadium lights. The mood was kind of set, and we got what many believe was a preview of the partisan nature of the upcoming session. The GOP first passed a set of rules that, among other things, rescinds a requirement for an anti-sexual harassment training for all legislators. This was a Democrat-backed plan from last session. The GOP voted to end that requirement, at least for now. And also, the GOP voted down a Democratic motion to permit virtual participation, including voting on bills this session. That means all committee hearings and legislative sessions will be in person. Again, that's at least for now. There isn't much clarity yet on what that means. Will lawmakers continue meeting at UNH as they did this spring and summer, where there are large arenas to use? Will they try to meet outside, even as it gets colder? Or will they adopt a system that does allow members to take part in hearings and votes remotely? The other two branches of New Hampshire government, they have figured out how to hold remote criminal trials, remote meetings this year. But it's not clear what the House may do on this topic.
So it seems like still a lot of unanswered questions.
That's right.
That's NHPR's Todd Bookman. Todd, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.